Greetings, energetic viewers, and welcome to another edition of Cinema Scene. Every year in the month of March in the U.S., the National Collegiate Athletic Association, or NCAA, celebrates the best in American college basketball with an exhilarating tournament consisting of the top 68 teams. On today's program, we will feature three basketball films whose inspirational true stories remind us that anything can be accomplished with discipline and teamwork. Glory Road, Hoosiers, and Believe in Me. Our first film is a 2006 production by Walt Disney Pictures, aptly titled Glory Road. Directed by James Gartner, it starts out in Texas in the early 1960s. Girls' high school coach Don Hoskins, played by acclaimed actor Josh Lucas, has just won the league championship game with his team. Soon after, he unexpectedly receives a phone call to coach the Texas Western Miners men's college basketball team. Coach Hoskins is thrilled to have this opportunity and immediately takes the job. When Coach Hoskins arrives at the school, he quickly learns of the lack of commitment the school has to the basketball program. Wishing to put together the best team possible, the dedicated coach travels all over the country on a recruiting mission. At that time, there had been no African American college basketball players in the South, but Coach Hoskins sees only the talent and determination in athletes, not the color of their skin. He recruits seven African-American players to come to West Texas and join the existing five Caucasian players.
I gotta call my mama, tell her I'm an astronaut. It's like we're the first black men on the moon.
Coach Hoskins' practices are designed to greatly increase the boys' endurance levels, something the newcomers have not been accustomed to.
This ain't basketball. You're killing us.
Well, from where I'm standing, you don't got much to bargain with. What? You want to quit? You want to quit? You quit right now, you quit every day the rest of your life.
After the players finally get comfortable with each other and trust the coach's game plan, an unexpected winning streak begins, which miraculously earns them a spot in the NCAA Finals basketball tournament.
Hey, hold the basket still, bite size.
Oscar, shut your cuffs. Cajun.
Get off me.
After facing many adversities along the way, both on and off the court, Coach Hoskins realizes that there is a much deeper obstacle than winning basketball games. He must find a way to topple the wall of prejudice that has been built up for generations before him. What historical decision does Coach Hoskins make to confront this cultural problem? And how can the small-town West Texas Miners overcome legendary Coach Adolph Rupp, played convincingly by Oscar Award-winning American actor John Voight, and his powerhouse team, the Kentucky Wildcats? As the ending unfolds, you will understand why their final game changed the face of college basketball forever. Derek Luke, most notable for his multi-award-winning performance in Antoine Fisher, plays Bobby Joe Hill from Detroit, Michigan. Harry Flournoy from Gary, Indiana is played by Makad Brooks. Neville Shedd, Willie Worsley, and Willie Cager from the Bronx, New York, are portrayed by Al Shearer, Sam Jones III, and Domaine Radcliffe, respectively. Orston Artis is played by Alfonso McCauley. And finally, the Miners' towering center, David Latin, by Shin A.S. Kerr.
Glory Road was awarded Best Sports Movie by American cable television network ESPN in 2006.
Artis passes it to Cager at the foul line. He slashes around Jarrett, takes it right down.
Our next feature is a 1986 production, Hoosiers, a two-time Oscar-nominated film directed by award-winning director David Ansbaugh. It takes place during the 1951 to 1952 Indiana high school boys basketball season. Legendary actor and two-time Academy Award winner Gene Hackman stars as Norman Dale, who is hired to coach the small-town Hickory Huskers team. In order to get the most out of his shorthanded team, Coach Dale, like any great coach, knows there are only two secrets of success: discipline and hard work.
Team of mine will ever run out of steam before its opponent. There's only five players we can't afford to.
Because of his endurance practices and unconventional coaching methods, many of the local townsfolk wished to see Coach Dale relieved of his duties. But thanks to local basketball hero Jimmy Chitwood, played by Maurice Fellanis, who hasn't stepped foot on the court since the previous coach passed away, the townsfolk vote to keep Coach Dale in order to see Jimmy play once again.
Once they got rid of him.
One other thing. I play, Coach stays. He goes, I go.
After Jimmy's commitment and the town's backing, the small but determined Hickory Huskers, led by the rigid Coach Dale, go on an incredible winning streak, culminating in a very meaningful moment. Their shortest and least skilled player, Ollie, played by Wade Schenck, has a chance to keep the winning streak going and win a very important game. Hickory's luck continues, and they make it all the way to the state championship game, inspiring the hearts and minds of the entire Midwest as they listen in to the game by radio. But will the Huskers' good fortune last in the final game against a team with players much taller, stronger, and more experienced? Nominated for Best Film Score, Hoosiers takes us on an amazing journey of determination and team play. Dennis Hopper was nominated for an Oscar at the 1987 Academy Awards for his brilliant performance as Coach Dale's assistant, Shooter. This wonderful film was chosen by the National Film Preservation Board in 2001 to be included in the National Film Registry under culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant films. Our third and final film, Believe in Me, is a testament to the ladies of the court. Based on the true story of legendary Oklahoma high school girls basketball coach Jim Keith, who is depicted as Clay Driscoll in the 2006 film. Believe in Me was adapted to screenplay from the novel Brief Garland, written by Jim Keith's Uncle Harold Keith. In 1965, basketball coach Clay Driscoll, played by Jeffrey Donovan, travels to Middleton, Oklahoma to coach a boys' high school basketball team. When the job becomes unavailable, he unwillingly accepts the position of coaching the girls' team instead. As destiny would have it, this would be the turning point in his life. Inheriting a team with an unsuccessful track record of only 6 wins and 16 losses from the previous season, Coach Driscoll has a tough challenge ahead. But surprisingly, the girls have a meeting with the coach and declare they want to improve. They vote to have a curfew, eat healthier meals, and have hard practices like the boys' teams. In short, they want to compete and try to win more games. Coach Driscoll obliges, and suddenly a new team is born. The Middleton High School Lady Cyclones now have a winning record and draw paying fans, but their efforts are not rightfully acknowledged because of the misconception that girls' sports teams are not as important as boys.
For treating us the same as boys, expecting more, and making us give it. From all of us.
We love you.
The team's journey to realize their dreams of playing in the state finals in Oklahoma City is one of hard work and dedication, and one the girls would not have been able to achieve without Coach Driscoll.
In turn, the girls' team teaches the coach invaluable lessons in life he would never have had with the boys' team. For its poignant story and superb acting, Believe in Me won Best Feature Film at the Jackson Hole Film Festival. Glory Road, Hoosiers, and Believe in Me each portray important aspects of the human spirit, having faith and striving for one's goals. Through these films, we see how sports serve to bring out the best in individuals through determination and teamwork.
With a steal. Bounce pass to Bobby Joe Hill.
Inspired viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us for today's Cinema Scene. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May heaven bless you with steadfastness and diligence to attain all your noble dreams.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.